So, Jake, what's the topic today? You talk about old, dead pets? Cherished family members you passed? Or are you just going to make us listen to sounds of whales being murdered?
I need to close a few Chrome tabs.
this is a video we're going to watch live of a hunter beating a baby seal to death with a wooden club.
No, I was going to pull up that elephant that... Who was it that electrocuted an elephant to death?
Oh, God.
Edison. Edison, yeah.
That's
Edison.
Probably me.
What?
Yeah, I was going to bring that one up.
That's a good story. Oh, my God. That was Edison being a douche.
I know. Well, it's pretty on point for him anyway.
Yeah.
If you want something really sad, there is a last recording of a bird.
Oh, my God. I've seen that. Dude,
I know what you're... Yeah,
don't even talk about that. Uh-huh. I'm going to cry.
I haven't heard about it. I'm curious.
Oh, my God. It's depressing. It's basically a bird. I can't remember exactly which one it is, but it's basically a bird song from, I think, the male. And the way that the bird song plays is that it leaves pauses for its mate to... like respond back to it, so like it continues one thing, but since it was the last one,
last male,
it the last male, it would just play it and then wait and then play it again and wait, but they're like all those pauses were put in there purposely by the creature itself in order to attract a mate, and since there was no other,
he was the last females, of his species,
he was the last of his kind.
Yep. Well, that's sad.
It was like crying into the void.
I hear that, I watch that video, I go look in the mirror and go, human, bad you.
How dare you?
And what makes it even worse is I think they recorded it and then played it, like just, and then the bird heard it and then kept flying and then tried to resound it again, and then it was just like, oh no, we didn't mean for you to hear that.
How'd you make it worse, humans?
I know, right?
You made it even worse.
I mean, we often do that when it comes to nature. No, for your information, Kelly McCoy. I was gonna ask if anybody's watching any cool shows lately. I don't often watch TV, but usually Hannah and I will hear something really good, and then we'll be like, oh, you know, let's go sit down and watch that. It doesn't have to be a new show, just new to you. Because Hannah and I had watched The Rehearsal with Nathan Fielder. That is a weird show, but it is really, really good. If I had to explain Nathan Fielder, he is the most elaborate man to ever come up with a plan.
God.
Yeah, no,
his show, Nathan For You, is hilarious.
One of the best shows I've ever seen.
I've never seen it. I really want to see that show.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. You could actually just find, like, the bits on YouTube.
I know. I know, the memes.
Yeah.
It's okay. He graduated top of his class with really good
really
grades.
Really good grades. The Rehearsal is... the way to explain this is that he will help people do... will help people rehearse for a big thing that they're doing. And he gets actors, and he makes a whole set so that way they can, like, replay the scenarios and all the different outcomes for it. Like I said, it is entirely elaborate to the point of which, the first episode, the guy wants to do something at a bar, like there's something specific there. So he gets a warehouse and builds a 2-scale replica of the bar and hires actors and actresses to play, like, background actors, or to play, like, you know, the people in the background and the bartender and the cook, so that way you can, like, simulate this scene, the scenario that this guy wants to do. It's a fascinating show. And it gets kind of real. It does get kind of real, so don't expect it to be lighthearted and weird, you know, past, like, you know, halfway through the season, but really, really interesting to watch.
I've been the last season of Star Wars Bad Batch is being released. I love me some post Republic clones, just shooting down some Empire baddies and evading the law. It's just good.
No, I've never actually seen any of those animated Star Wars shows.
They're really good.
You haven't watched, like, Clone Wars or anything?
Nah.
Oh, dude.
Not because I was, like, avoiding it, just I just haven't.
I haven't seen most of it. I've seen some. It is good. I just haven't had time to watch it.
I've seen pieces of it.
I would say the beginning of Clone Wars, it is a lot different than like the last couple seasons.
Yeah, well, yeah.
As far as like tone and pacing of story, like it matures a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not really watching any shows right now. I feel kind of weird. I just watch YouTube videos.
I really want to, so finally a third season of Hilda came out.
Wait, really?
Well, yes. And
of what?
I've been trying to watch it, but I haven't been able to yet, but Brock and Una have now watched all of season 3, and I'm so jealous of them. And Brock, every episode, Brock was like, oh my god, Daddy, they're doing this, it's so cool. I'm like, yeah, it sounds awesome.
Wow, I'm so glad you're enjoying the show.
What?
So glad you're enjoying Hilda.
What is that show? I don't think I've ever heard of it.
It's an animated show on Netflix about a little girl and her mom who live in like the country, and the country's like, it's fantasy. So there's like trolls in the land and there's giants. Yeah,
it's in Norway, I think, or something.
Oh, yeah, that sounds cool.
It's like in that like region, and so they move to like the local like city that's like in the middle of the country called Trollburg. And it's just like this incredible, incredible show. And they even did a short movie, and now they finally released season 3. But it's got the voice actor for Hilda is the girl who plays Ellie on The Last of Us.
Way.
Her, that one. Yeah, I can't remember her name. Her name. But yeah, I know.
It's a really recognizable name. But like, I knew her from Hilda before I knew she was in Game of Thrones or Last of Us or anything. Cause I knew her as the voice actor first. But yeah, that show is incredible. It's like, it's not as long, but it's right up there with like Adventure Time as like my favorite animated shows.
It's what I think, and you can Bella Ramsey, see if you jive with
Bella Ramsey.
Bella Ramsey. Okay.
Yeah, she's an incredible actress.
Maybe you jive with this description, Kel, but I feel like season 1 kind of reminded me of like Attack on Titan, but for children.
Yeah, sort of.
Because it just
kind of.
It's just like safeties within the walls. Outside the walls is danger.
It's trolls. If you guys watch it, you will love the one character that's in it. It's a house troll. He's the kind of troll that the lore behind them is that they live in the nooks and crannies between things, and so he can teleport to like wherever there's a corner and stuff like that. Like that's like his power.
Under couches, between cupboards, things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but he's just a menace.
Yeah,
but he likes all this, so he sticks around. He's hilarious. If you want to watch something, go watch that for him. You'll love it.
Yeah, they're short seasons. There's only like eight episodes to the first two seasons, and there's a short movie, and then I think the new season's only 6 episodes.
Oh, okay.
But season, they're all grown up a little bit. They're all like getting into like their teens now. It's really cool.
Gosh, yeah, Medley and I will sit down
I'm
and watch
it. I'm so mad that Brock watched it. I tried to get him to not watch it without me, and he eventually broke. He did hold up, but I couldn't. I came home from work and he was watching it. I was like, oh.
You little prick.
I know, right? The after Medley did when the new episodes of Bluey came out, I was just like, I really want to watch it with you. And I come home one day from work. I was like, what are you doing?
You unplug the TV, throw it out the window. Like, no,
is this new episodes? Punch the TV.
I'm spending your college for a beer.
Most recent thing that I would say, like I was talking about before if we started, but was the anime Free Ren Beyond Journey's End.
That's a title.
It's pretty nice. But like it's one of those animes because like I have to sit down and like watch it. Like I like hearing things in the background, but like especially with an anime or like foreign film, I'm like, okay, I need to sit down and read because I prefer the actual voices like sub. Sometimes like otherwise, sometimes dub can be really funny. But
yeah,
but yeah, like the show takes place. I kind of, the way I made it saying like after the main journey, so it's like the entire show is a side quest essentially. And because it takes place you're behind the person of a elf that's been alive for like, I can't remember how many years, but like over like a millennia and stuff, and she joins like a party. They kill a demon king, and that's like the first episode. That's already done, so it's all side quest after that. But it's her basically coming to terms with learning human emotion, because as a elf, she's old as hell. Like, she's, I think it was like over 1500 years old. I'm not completely sure. But like, for her, it's like one of those things of, okay, journey's done. All right, I'll see you in a bit. And then like a bit is like 50 years. And then like, and she's like trying to remember like, oh, these were people I traveled with. And you're like, wow, like things change. And then she's starting to develop more emotion and stuff and trying to make a conscious effort to be more human and stuff like that. And it's kind of an interesting change of pace because, like, again, everything's a side quest at this point. Ooh. So it's just learning how to deal with things, training people and stuff. And but as I was kind of, like, putting it out before, too, it's like after the main quest, they're heroes. They get statues done of them and stuff. But, like, then after 50 years pass, she, like, comes back and it's like, there's like moss growing on the statues and people are kind of like, oh yeah, those are the heroes and stuff, and like, and kind of not really putting things together really quick that like, oh, you're one of the team, cool. But who were the others? And like, it just kind of, you know, history kind of moves on really quick. But it's a interesting show. It's definitely, I think, one that I've enjoyed sitting down watching.
Darn it, Mark, are you going to get me back into anime?
Yes. I was actually going to bring something up. John, didn't you watch Jujutsu Kaisen?
Only bits and pieces of it.
Oh, okay. Because I remember you had mentioned it, because I just got through season one in the movie of that, and that's a fucking good anime.
Yeah, it is. One anime of the year.
Huh. Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, it deserved it, but I just watched it, and it was really funny. I had I watched it. I would watch it on my lunch break, and then I told Cal or Caleb, our brother-in-law, to watch it, and he watched it in like a week. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, "Hey, do you want to watch the movie?" I was like, "Yeah, dude, of course I do."
There's a movie already?
Yeah.
They do the thing where the movie goes in between seasons.
Oh, so, okay. Gotcha.
This is a prequel movie, though, so it's not entirely in line with the actual story, but really good though. So,
all right.
Well, there's no side quest here today, as you guys are getting ready to face
this thing.
Remember how I said the last combat was going to be the hardest combat yet in the series?
Yeah.
In this adventure, this is the highest CR creature that has ever come up against you guys.
Sweet.
Oh gosh.
Well, all right, get in there, Grimshaw.
So let me show you the picture again, because I always ask you guys, what do you think it is? So let me explain what this creature looks like again. So this clearly insectoid-like creature, it has four legs on the ground. It has a big thorax coming out the back with a stinger on it. And its arms are holding a wicked-looking spear. And around it, it has ice emanating from it and, like, turning the grass into frost. And so it appears in front of you guys as you're holding kites, and it screams for the glory of Nidal. I would like you all to roll initiative.
Okay.
Yeah. Do perception. What about, since the kite were acrobatics, can I do acrobatics?
I have been dying to fight this thing.
Is this all because I failed demon. My deck sitting with the fucking kite?
That's the exact reason, yeah.
Damn it.
could I roll acrobatics for this?
You know what? You were doing acrobatics to do this, so if you would like to roll acrobatics, you may.
Plus 21. Let's go.
And I will tell you that Nolly Peltry is going to roll initiative with you guys. So.
Oh, she better chuck her like coffee cup at it.
Yeah.
You will see what her fighting style is, and you are going to love it. I'm excited. I'm as excited to play the creature as well as I am to use this NPC that they gave me. All right, so let's go ahead and let me go ahead and get its initiative out. Okay.
I rolled garbage.
Oh, yeah. It did not. Elkwood, what'd you get?
My screen closed, so I don't know anymore. No, I rolled a 6 for a 27.
Awesome.
Yep.
Acrobatics.
Yep. Benson.
Oh, I rolled a 15 on the die for a 30, so fuck you, Elkwood.
Damn, you got me. You can charge.
No, just fuck you in general. Like, I thought I rolled well, okay. And I only beat you by 4.
Okay. All right. Kezra, what'd you get?
14. It's a natural one.
Yeah. I was about to say, was that natural?
Kezra's got his slow pants on today.
I'm really enjoying my kite.
Definitely.
I hesitate to let go of it.
You all
let go. Kezra like takes a half of an action to tie it to a pebble.
He's just enjoying it flowing in the wind, and there's nice music in the background. But then you hear us all go, "Oh God!"
Back when Kezra's flying a kite in Arrakis while sand surfing.
Hell yeah!
took a vacation to Arrakis.
Yeah.
We were talking about Dune before all the preamble, so I'll talk about Dune more. Don't worry. Grimshaw, what'd you get?
Grimshaw destabilized his timeline. Womp, 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 and he's frozen in time.
Oh, no. Great.
Is it the ice? Is it time itself? Who knows? But I still beat Kezra with a 15.
Oh, my God. I love that. That's a thing.
I will just say, me having the highest initiative is not normal.
No. Well, we'll see what Nolly rolls. Hold on. Nolly beats you by a little bit.
Okay.
So here's what I'll say. So Nolly was helping you guys. The moment this comes up, she won't be in this initiative right away because she's going to be helping people.
Yeah.
Getting people out.
Yeah. Because there's a crowd of people around. There's like families and you know people with kites.
Quick, have them in so the creature has something else to go for.
I'm just thinking of all those limbs that creature has. He could hold so many kites.
he came to fly kites with you guys.
Oh my gosh! We just need this is a diplomacy skills challenge.
Yeah.
Did you roll diplomacy for initiative? Nobody said so.
Hey, I know you said for Nidal, but fly this kite. I swear it'll bring you back to your.
Fly
child.
The kite for Nidal.
There you go.
I really can even design it. I don't know if the Umbral Lord would like this.
He sounds like kind
but
of a...
maybe he would, and he changes his whole life around.
it's just a kite with barbed wire wrapped around the string. Yeah.
Well, this is great. So I like this.
Ow. Ow.
Ow.
Ow.
Awesome. All right. Beginning the encounter. The creature...
Yup.
Is going to do... one thing in particular, in which case it is going to cast Cone of Cold.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what's the chain lightning equivalent? Cone of Cold.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
So it gets everybody. I knew Vamir's behind you, Elkwood. I don't know if you had him actually there, but...
He was kind of like... I would say he was over by... a place away from people.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure that you're not like, Vamir wasn't actually there, so...
No, Vamir, he actually knows Blink and is constantly teleporting through
dimensions. Can you say he knows Counterspell?
He knows Counterspell as well? He just can't speak
And he prepared Cone of Cold to counter it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
He actually knows Wish, he just can't speak.
I need all of you to roll me a let's see. Okay.
Some reflex.
Whoa.
I'm gonna go with the remaster version. Keep up with everything. So it's gonna be a basic reflex save.
Fortitude save, oh, got yeah. it.
it's an AoE, so you get a bonus from your full plate, don't forget.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I'm using a hero point, damn it.
Do you roll another natural one?
It was not going to be it was going to be a critical fail, I'm certain. Kezra snaps two. As his reflex was awful, and now it's marginally better.
Oh. All right. I'm going to go left or right here. Elko, what'd you get?
I hope I pass with a 38.
You do. That is a success.
So crit success.
Crit success. So that is good. Benson, what'd you get?
Natural 20.
Another critical success. Oh, amazing.
Oh.
Look at that cheeky smile on his face. Oh, look at that.
I was worried because my reflex sucks, but hey.
Natural 20 doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay. Kezra, what'd you get?
27.
27. That is a fail.
Yeah.
But Grimshaw, what'd you get?
Grimshaw got a 33.
33. That is a regular success. So the remaster version is called Howling Blizzard.
Cool.
I like that.
Yeah. I like the name changes.
Yeah.
Some of the name changes.
Yeah. Those, so far the ones I've seen. Freezing winds extend from your hands. This is his mouth. Pushing away from you with great force. So I'm going to roll 10d6 cold damage.
Ouch.
The dice roll doesn't go up that high. Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I guess you have to do what can be done.
The max here is 8. Alright. So, gonna do that many. And then I'm gonna do that many. Alright, so really low rolls here for 26 total cold damage.
You were like shit. Wow.
Yeah. That was garbage.
That was garbage. Yeah,
that's bad.
However, the entire ground of this cone is now difficult terrain.
Oh, how far does that extend?
I will show you here.
Whoa.
That's a 60-foot cone.
Oh my goodness. It's like a third of the battlefield.
Yep. Kite Hill is big, but the 60-foot cone is still not much smaller.
I bet I can guess that this guy isn't impaired by difficult terrain when it's ice.
You can probably make that assumption here. Also, he's flying. So
what? He's flying.
He
didn't say that.
He is flying, and he's hovering above the ground here.
Oh my gosh!
Wait, I don't like this.
I said this would be bad. Right, that was...
Put him away.
That was that. And then it is going to... Let me see if I can throw a spear. Hold on. So it's outside of its range increment. What does that mean? Is it just a minus 2?
Yep.
Okay. So it is going to throw its spear at Grimshaw.
It's got a plus 33, but it's getting minus 2 here.
He could roll a natural one.
He's going to be throwing it. So this with a minus 2. Okay. Grimshaw is a 37 to hit you.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Oh boy.
Not crit though.
So this is going to be 26 points of damage, 6 of which is cold.
Oh, really?
Yes.
As Grimshaw is buffeted by the howling frost, you see that the armor takes some of it because it is bulwark, that's how I got a bonus to my reflex save. You see that his shield seems to absorb some of it because it's a magic shield that it repels magic, but the ice that does get through, so this is like from the howling blizzard that was the first attack.
Yep.
You guys have noticed that Grimshaw looks really pale. And you see that the cold didn't seem to bother him anyway. He was able to resist 5 of the cold from the first, and he's able to resist another 5 off of this attack because Grimshaw has resistance 5 to cold because he is a deep fetchling.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So his cloak gives him fire resistance, and his skin gives him cold resistance. Fire and ice, baby.
All right. Okay. So, okay. All right, so that is... wait, let me make sure that that is... Okay, so... All right, just got to make sure. There's a lot on the character sheet. Nolly comes to her turn. She's like, everybody, follow me! You need to get out! Go that way! And the kites just go up into the sky.
Oh, no.
That's the true tragedy of today.
That's the true tragedy.
It really is.
And she starts ushering people away. That is her turn. I'm going to have her off to the side, but just consider her away for two rounds. Sir Benson, it is your turn.
Well, shit. This is difficult terrain.
Yes, the entire cone there is difficult terrain.
I can technically make it out in one movement.
Okay.
Can I even reach this thing if I get to it?
How much movement you got? You have like 25, yeah. Right?
So from where you are...
I just mean, is it too high in the air for me to hit?
Oh.
You said it was hovering, right?
Yeah, yeah, and it's hovering right now.
Just short. That's a real bastard.
Oh, wait. Isn't 25... You count the first step after, right? So it's not from your square, it's from the square in front, right?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, because if you...
Oh, no. No, because that's 10. No, you do it from, from
you
your
do.
Square.
Okay,
well,
yeah.
This fucking sucks.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not even going to use my full movement. I'm just going to stand right here and, I guess, ready an attack if it gets in range.
Okay. All right, so you slowly start lumbering up. Question. what weapons were in your hands?
I guess I had a kite in my hands.
Yeah.
So, I'll use my last action to draw my sword.
Okay.
He takes the kite string and garrots it.
Yep.
Come here! <Yeah. laughs>
I saw it's a hitman.
It's a real Princess Leia Jabba the Hutt situation. Okay. Benson. Oh, Benson, I will remind you of your shield, the one with the dragon skin on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So when you go to take your shield out, remember you have the shield with the silver dragon skin on it, which means that it would give you cold resistance and all that. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Let's see here. So he's going to See, I love evasion because it makes it like really how the hell did he dodge a cone of cold?
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean the fact where the cone kind of ends right next to him, so it could be more like that he just danced out the way almost perfectly.
He did a Michael Jackson lean forward.
Oh yeah, lean forward, backward, and then he matrixed backward. There's a lot going on.
I got the temperature change.
Hmm. But he's actually going to stand right there, hunt prey as his first action.
Okay.
And in his quick draw, his longbow out, so the kite floats into the air in like some sort of terrible, like tragic backstory.
There's gonna be a lot of tragic backstories today from everybody losing their kites.
Oh my god. So he's going to do that and take two action shot to just try to straight up shoot this thing.
Okay.
So it's a 23 to hit, plus 23 to hit. Oh boy. Oh jeez. 32 to hit.
That is a miss.
Fuck.
Ooh.
That's not fun.
Nope.
Jake, this isn't fun.
I mean, it's a challenge.
Wait, what was your
yep.
hit?
I rolled, it was a 9, so plus 23. It was a 32. I had 32 missed.
Oof.
Okay. Yep.
Keep that in mind. That's my done. My turn.
Okay. You want to... Is Vimir going to do anything?
Oh, fuck no.
All right.
Okay. He cherry picks when he can, but right. This thing will kill him.
This is a very big cherry to pick. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
All right. There's been so much movement just to get out.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is one action.
Mm-hmm.
And then stepping out of difficult terrain, I'm pretty sure, is just regular movement.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's when you step through or step between two, yeah.
So this is only 5 feet. And then...
you just need Kezra to grapple him, right? That we can curb stomp.
Get over that, Kezra.
It's like I have enough movement to get to him, but I don't have any weapons out. And I don't have... Oh, wait a second. Nah, I won't use that. I did have a focus spell I could have used, but I'm low on focus points, so...
Oh, fair, yep.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do that.
Hit him with the forbidden technique, the Falcon Punch.
The Falcon Punch.
Hit him with 1,000 years of pain.
So I'm going to move up to here...
Hit him with bad credit.
Actually, no. I'm gonna go all the way. I'm gonna get like 5 feet away.
Okay.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't have reach.
Yeah, and that spear probably isn't a long spear. I don't know.
And I'm gonna draw my morning star.
All right. So I need you to do two things.
Uh huh.
When you get in within that range, I need you to make a will save.
Oh gosh, what?
You were rolling against his frightful presence, so this is a fear effect.
Okay.
For whatever that's worth.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Okay, so frightful presence.
Yep.
Do I have... Do I have a plus one against that or something? Probably not, but maybe. I think that's a fail with a 27.
Okay, so a 27 against the... yes, so that is a fail. So you are frightened two.
Frightened two?
Yep.
Oh my
god. Okay, this is one of the strongest auras in the game so far.
And then
yikes.
Dragons usually have this, so
yeah.
And then you just walked up to 10 feet, so you did not move through.
Yes, okay. Correct.
Alright.
Yep.
So
that was the plan.
Yep. Alright, so that is two. All right, no, that's it. So, all right, continue.
That was my turn.
Oh, that is your turn. Okay.
Yeah, because I had to draw my mace.
Oh,
from
right.
Morningstar.
Kezra Devrajan.
All right, Kezra, he's just flying his kite and hears this thing shout, and then this blast of cold hits him in the back, and his kite just gets ripped out of his hands. So he turns around, his whole back and like his legs just covered with ice. He spins around and he sees this thing, and it doesn't have wings, right?
It does not have wings.
It's magically floating.
It is magically flying, yeah.
So he will... he is going to cast Dispel Magic at 4th level to dispel the fly effect. Or whatever.
Okay.
The magic keeping him floating.
Okay.
So if... it's a 4th level dispel magic. It flies a 3rd level spell at its base. So if I fail this,
okay.
I still dispel it.
Okay, so now it is... So I'll give you a peek behind the curtain. It's a constant. So it's not one that's casted on him. It's just that he just has it.
That shit's
this
cracked.
Would still,
he's constantly so under the effects of fly?
Correct.
Then it can be dispelled.
Then it can be dispelled. It would be
okay,
temporarily, right. Essentially, if he got away.
Okay, got it. All right. Okay. Alright, I just want to make sure that constant didn't have some caveat behind it for dispel magic.
No, if it's a constant thing, if it's still a magical effect, it's temporary. It's just temporary.
Got it. Awesome.
Cool.
That'd be
so
huge.
Even if I fail, and assuming this is a 3rd level fly, I would still get it.
Okay.
Natural 20.
There you go.
Knock him down.
You
just knock his bitch ass around.
Natural 20.
You just spell it so hard.
Sit down, bitch.
you fuck with my kite, you fuck with the wrong thing.
He took it personally.
Kill Grimjaw, I wouldn't care, but that was my kite.
Oh, man. Yes, okay. Would Arcana identify this thing?
So this would be a religion.
Alright, Kezra doesn't know what the fuck this thing is. He just knew it was flying. So with his last action, he is going to just cast Shield.
Okay.
He's going to stand in place, though, in the snow.
It's a nice little winter wonderland you have.
Going to start building snowman.
Yeah, tell that to the tell that to the icicles piercing the back of my calves and back.
No, dude, you know what you do? You build a snowman, you roll an Arcana check, put a little hat on him, and then this Dark Soul boss thing comes up. It's like Frosty, the Lord of Snow, and he'll fight with his arms size.
All right. So this creature is going to do two things. It is going to Dimension Door.
Oh, you bastard.
To where it hit Grimshaw with the spear, and then it's going to pick its spear back up.
It's a non-returning spear.
Oh.
Yeah, but if you can just Dimension Door at will, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's two actions, though.
Yeah, but you could pick up that spear if he throws it again.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to take your spear, and I'm going to kill you with it.
This is going to be such a fucking annoying fight for me and Tim.
If we had,
yes, it is.
If we had a giant giant instinct barbarian, this would be the perfect fight.
Grab
the giant spear and fight back with it.
So as he grabs the spear, he holds it up again, and it seems to imbue with ice and frost as he grabs it, and he says, "Shadows will cover the Silver City."
Sounds dumb.
Ooh.
Nolly takes her turn to continue escorting more people out. Benson, your turn.
I can't.
He dimension doored away from you, so.
Oh my god!
I can't do anything. I just can keep running to where his general area is.
Well, you would have to take. You have to use another action to take out your shield.
Yeah,
right?
I do that.
Well, I thought we established that shields are always strapped to our.
Not when we're like walking around the city and flying.
When you're flying
kites,
a kite,
you know.
Yeah.
Dangerous everywhere.
I'll equip my shield and I'll make a religion check.
There you go. That's what I wanted.
I never make checks because fuck that.
No, John, this is great. I'm proud of you.
You're not stupid. Natural 19. I'm still stupid, by the way. Natural 19 on the die.
Oh yeah.
Four. 36.
Oh my gosh. That is enough to know that this is a Gelugon, also called an ice devil.
Oh no.
Timber demon devil. Not demons.
This is bad.
Devil.
Uh-huh.
Devil.
Insectile ice devils are the strategists and masterminds in Hell's armies, using their superior intellect to strike against their enemies and spread Hell's influence throughout the plains. An ice devil rarely breaks their solitary contemplation of strategy, save to pursue a plan they have already devised. They can be enticed otherwise only by exchange of services to be determined at a later time. Adding to the pieces that they can play on the board. Occasionally, a mortal strategist of outstanding skill might amuse an ice devil enough for the Gelugon to agree to a contest of strategy. Typically, a strategic board game like chess to decide a dispute. In the unlikely event the devil loses such a contest, they inevitably go to great lengths to later obtain the mortal services for their own infernal ends.
Oh, God.
Benson just screams out, "This is the devil equivalent of Rick from Rick and Morty. We're fucked."
He's already thinking parallel universes ahead of us.
He's 15.
I've already fought four dimensions of you. All right. So what things do you want to know? Special abilities, defenses?
What do you guys think?
Resistances, maybe.
Well, I'm going to guess ice.
Right.
Yeah. That's fair. Cold is a good assumption, yeah.
I mean, why not weaknesses? That's always a good one,
right?
Don't
have weaknesses.
Yeah. I mean, he's an ice devil. Maybe he's weak
I
to fire.
I doubt it. He's a devil still.
No, John, just steal your call of what you want me to take.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Does it have weaknesses?
Okay, so I'll give you all of this. So I'll give you immunities, resistances, and weaknesses. Okay.
Oh, wow. Very generous.
It is immune to cold, immune to fire.
Whoa.
There we go.
Resistant physical 10.
Yep.
Resistant to poison 10. However, it is weakness to good 10.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad we found out that it's
or holy.
Glad we found out it's immune to fire because I was going to fireball it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That takes way more my D6s from my.
I think all devils have fire immunity though.
Yeah. We don't really have...
That might be true. I haven't checked, but yeah, that might be true.
We don't really have good damage, do we?
I can pray.
By the gods, we have good.
Like,
but I can only...
No. Because, like, even if I use Zeal, that's forced. It's not, I don't think it's technically good damage.
Oh, cause, I think Zeal just adds a damage die. I don't. Maybe in the remaster they changed it to Holy, but...
Well, the actual spell's Weapon Surge.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, because it's a spell, technically.
Zeal is the domain.
Yeah.
This thing is going to take for fucking ever to kill if it doesn't kill us immediately. So I'm predicting like 4 episodes, maybe 5 for this fight.
Yeah, everybody at home listening, strap in, because it's going to get frosty.
So Weapon Surge does additional spirit damage. So spirit damage is not holy damage, nope. Right?
Okay, so, alright.
It's a little fucked up that the paladins don't have any way to do good damage.
Poor building.
Yeah. I mean, none of us took that the Lay on Hands ability to hurt, you know, do good damage.
Oh, right,
damage.
Wait,
I actually might have.
Really?
I mean, still, this thing's having that crazy AC. I'll let you know if I actually figure it out. Okay. So, I guess I'll start moving to it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do this turn.
All right, so you're walking around the ice, I see.
Why would I run straight into the ice, Jake?
It would turn his movement speed to, what, 10?
10, yeah. All right, Elkwood, it is your turn.
Oh, jeez. He kind of shocked, you know, that he didn't hit it. Like, or he maybe hit it, but it just glanced off its chitinous shell.
Mm-hmm.
He lines up another 2-shot for this thing.
Okay.
This time being a 36 to hit.
That will hit.
Okay, so this time I have to actually, when I do damage... Oh, of course, you fucker. 33 points damage, but take 6 off of that, because 6 of his fire.
I was going to say, did you roll max on the fire?
Yes, I did.
Yep. That's how it goes.
Yep, so that would be... Yeah. So, right, 28 points?
So 20, okay, got it.
Oh, wait, then he has physical resistance,
and
too,
then,
right?
Yeah, and then physical resistance, so.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he's just going to fire again.
Okay.
Like, because he doesn't have any knowledge to assist.
Assume
with us,
that I yelled out all the information I got.
I can't undo the rune. yeah, that's a miss. That's a 19.
Yep, that'll be a miss.
Okay.
Okay. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Oh, boy. I feel like I've used a lot of my, like, little one-time things, you know, this day. You know, I used, like, Guided the Timeline already. I think I even did Mercy. No, I did Sacred Defense already. Oh, man, this is rough. So I guess you said my shield was not drawn, so I'm going to draw my shield with one action. Oh boy. I'm pretty sure I can get there with another action, like right in front of him with another action.
Okay.
Whack.
And then my last action.
All right, he's going to take an attack of opportunity on you as you step up.
Yep.
So the frosty... The snowman long sphere. That is going to be a 35 to hit.
That's a hit.
All right. This is going to be another 26 points of damage, 3 of it cold.
So 23 points of damage. Oh, what kind of damage? I'm sorry. What is his spear?
Oh, it's piercing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. He also did 4 spirit damage, for what that's worth.
Oh.
Okay. I am going to now need you to make a fortitude save.
Oh, shit.
Woof.
This man is just conditioned.
Like abilities on abilities. Oh, no.
Hero point.
I don't have one, remember?
That's right. No, he went into the negatives.
legs.
Oh, yeah. So I forgot you had a deficit. Even. No.
So I got 21.
21. That is a fail. Okay. So this is called Slowing Frost.
Oh. No more slow.
Ice Devil channels extreme cold of its body through its appendages and weapons. Creature hit by the Ice Devil's weapon or unarmed attack. Blah, blah, blah. Fortitude save or be slowed one for two rounds.
Okay. I hate it, but that's okay. Wait, so I moved. Okay, yeah, so that means I have one. Oh, no, I drew my shield and I moved, so I have no more actions.
Yeah, sounds right.
And he just moved into his attack of opportunity for nothing.
I did. Yeah. I really did.
Well, you didn't expect to be frozen.
But... No. No. No, usually fortitude saves are pretty solid with you guys.
Wait. I don't think you lose your action right away from being slowed.
Oh, because it
specifies at the start of your turn you lose actions. So you still have your last action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, there's an interesting part to that rule that we don't really talk about much, but you gain actions at the start of your turn, and any effects that you have slowed stun come when you gain actions, quote. So sort of think like your three actions are refilled when your turn starts.
Oh. Yeah,
and then that's when you apply these abilities. So
and you have them, so you can't lose them if you already have them.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, if you are inflicted with slow on your turn, it doesn't really take effect until the next action, because it specifically says when you gain actions
at the end of your turn. That also kind of helps with counting rounds too, because now it's not, I don't have to think about, oh well, it starts next round.
It's funny,
I think
GCP
it down.
Recently ran into this issue, and they did it wrong.
I think they did.
They did it wrong, and they argued over that precise thing. They were like, well, this counts as one of my turns. But it was like their last action. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're going to argue about it here.
We're going to argue about it more. Right, so that being said, Tim, you have your last action.
Yay!
Die, devil, die!
My dice are ice
cold.
That was
the loudest roll.
That's a mess.
All right. Good job. Kezra, it is your turn.
Oh, goodness. Am I close enough to Benson? No, I'm not.
Kezra, cast your holy energy that you have stored, that you've been hiding this whole time like your dragon wings.
Oh, man.
You're just a character. You're a character, I'll tell you.
If only guys had some sort of high-powered cleric who could channel the divine holy energy.
If only had fucking zeroed in a wood shop.
Man, you know, the thing about that is he didn't have hero points either.
Alright.
Oh, Grimshaw, how many hero points do you got?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are these hero points you speak of?
Alright, Kezra is going to channel his wings. And so he's. Let the electric sparks come out and blue wings form out of them.
Okay.
And he will fly 30 feet into the air. So I gain a fly speed of 60, which is actually crazy.
Cool.
So I'm actually going to go right over here, 30 feet in the air. So I moved over towards Benson, a couple squares away from him, but now 30 feet up.
All right.
I feel like when your wings come out, like a Dragon Force song starts playing.
Yeah. And then my last action, I will cast a shield as well. I'll cast shield again.
Got it.
Wait, everyone. Is the move to just try to bait him to throw his spear again? Are we doing this wrong?
I'm just trying to get into a position I can help you guys and not die.
Okay.
That's fair. All right. The Ice Devil is going to cast a spell. The spell is Wall of Ice.
What?
I know. No. Amazing.
Grimshaw is so dead.
Yeah.
Where is he casting?
So he is going to cast it. Let me.
Bisecting Grimshaw in half.
He does a fatality. Oh my
fatality.
God. So he's going to draw it here.
Oh.
So There's a big red line. What he has done is that he has closed off Elkwood from the rest of the party.
If only he had a giant buzzard to jump on and fly him over.
Hey, can I do that, Jake?
I mean, that depends on what the animal companion thinks is. Alright. And then he's going to take a stab at you, Grimshaw.
Man, his usage of actions is just is so good.
Well, it's it's
a strategist.
Oh, sorry, Wall of Ice is three actions, actually.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Ooh, I wasn't going to say it outright.
No, please. If you're like, wait, how many actions is that? I'll look. All right, so that is what he does.
Yay! I mean, not yay, but you know.
Not as bad as it could have been. All right, so Nolly Peltry comes back, and she's like, where does all the ice come from?
From the bleeding devil over there.
Well, can we break it down?
I think it would be too much effort to do that. We have to go around it, at least. Well, actually, you can't dispel it, can you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, once it's up, it's up.
Mm-hmm.
No, right. We have to either go around. Right, I don't have the strength to pummel this thing down.
So, Nolly, she has a hoe, okay, on her shoulder. It is a gardening tool. And she is spinning a rock in the shovel part of the hoe.
Whoa.
Cool.
She's a lax player?
Like a lacrosse player.
Oh, she has a freaking, God, what the hell are these things called?
I'm gonna see if you can name what her item is.
Halfling sling.
It's a sling staff.
It's a halfling sling staff.
Yay!
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
such a cool weapon.
Wow. We
love to see him.
Hero point.
It's literally just called Nolly's hoe.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So her little legs are gonna take her around. So she comes up. Oh, she would have came up from there. Yeah, that's probably about where she would come. Okay, so she's going to move to... I can't see how far away that is. All right, so she's going to come up here, which is 50 feet.
And she's going to hit a nasty no-scope and crit the thing, right?
Well, I was going to see what the range is. Range recommended 80, so let's see if she can even swing. Yeah,
that's long range.
Oh, yeah.
Well, gosh.
Actually, she is 70 feet away from him, so... Oh. So she's gonna take a swing,
just like the tomahawk from MW2.
So it misses, unfortunately.
It hits Grimshaw.
Hits Grimshaw right in the back of the head,
and Grimshaw dies.
And David did then slay Goliath.
All right, that was Nelly's turn. Benson, it is your turn.
All right, this is getting a little wacky, but we're going to do this. Fine. I step within melee.
Okay. He is going to take a stab at you with the Frosty Lung Spear.
Okay.
Attack of Opportunity. It's going to be a 43.
Yep, that's going to hit.
Okay.
But not a crit, though.
Yeah, is that it?
Wait. That might be a crit.
He said... Yeah, he said 43, right?
Yeah, 43. Use your reaction, Tim.
I mean, I'll use my reaction after he gets hit. I can't use it before.
It's exactly a crit.
Oh, shit. I forgot. Got crit.
It doesn't increase armor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's resistance.
Alright.
Benson got crit. Oh, my God. It's been a minute.
Oh, boy.
I literally cannot remember the last time Benson got crit.
It's been
a long time.
Since the Milwaukee, at least.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John?
What? Give it to me straight.
That's going to be 42 points of damage.
It's actually only going to be 30 points of damage because Milani has liberated some of that ice.
Get back some logic.
Maybe that's why Milani doesn't support you, because he started using that voice. She's like, I feel like I'm being mocked.
Yeah, like every time she's like, use my ability. Why say it like that? Why would
give
you say
me the rest
it?
Of it, Jake.
Are you thinking like a SpongeBob character?
Alright, also, make me a fortitude save against the slow.
Doesn't he have to roll against the Frightening Presence?
He will have to roll against the Frightening Presence. I was just dealing with the Attack of Opportunity first.
37.
37. Alright, so that's a success on the Frightening Presence.
Great success.
Okay, so you're fine there. Alright, and then No, sorry. That was on the slow. The frightening presence. You now need to make a will save.
Oh, Iomide is blessing these rolls. That was will.
Yep.
33.
That is a success. You are frightened one.
Okay. All right. Well, turns out Benson actually does have a certain feat. As he raises his hand up and casts Lay on Hands against this devil.
Yes!
All right.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so what do I need to do anything, or is this an attack
roll by me?
Okay.
I thought it was a
fortitude save.
Saving throw.
Yeah.
Don't make it a saving throw, because then he's going to get like a 58.
It's a basic fortitude save.
Oh, well, fuck
save.
It. I just wasted a turn, then.
No.
I mean, right. Nat one.
We'll
nat
see.
Nat one. Nat one.
28.
Oh, that's a fail.
Yeah.
So that's right. 30 points of good damage.
Okay.
You don't have to roll for it?
I thought it was just... No. It's just the amount I would heal as good damage.
I know when you attack undead, you have to roll. So I don't know if this feat just says the flat 30.
Okay, let me find it again.
Oh, yeah, you treat it as how the spell does.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. So, what do I roll? I'm trying to find it again. I can't find it.
What, do you know what the feat's called?
I could have told you a second ago.
The feat doesn't change the damage. Just what's the damage?
It just allows it. Oh, the damage is 5d6, and they also take a -2 status penalty to AC for one round.
Oh, that's good.
That's nice.
Okay, and
it's
good damage.
Yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and it's good damage.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So it is.
I'm rolling damage.
So roll the 5d6, and then you'll get a 10 on top of it.
That would be a total of 30. Good damage.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
You didn't like that.
So and its AC is lowered.
And its AC is
and
lowered.
And I can do it again next round.
You still got a
focus
point,
yeah.
Focus points, nice.
Yeah, he does.
Awesome. That was fantastic. Okay. After Benson, you go up and touch this thing, and your hand like sizzles as you push through it, push through the cold, and then when you touch it, all of a sudden, there's an imprint of your hand on its chest.
Sick.
And it's just like, no! The Umbral Court will decide your fate.
I don't think so, bud.
Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. So he's actually going to, instead of trying to move, he's going to command Vemir. Like, okay, so here's the thing I want to try. Destroying a wall. It has an AC, it has hit points, right?
Yes, yep.
Okay, so he's gonna command Vemir to move with one action.
Okay.
Here. He's flying, so he can stretch his little wings. And Vemir's going to pummel the wall.
Okay.
So that's because, I mean, he should be able to hit it.
Yes. It has AC of 10. Immune to critical hits, but AC of 10.
Yeah, well whatever. It's because his attack right now. Since it's not as hunted prey, it's only going to be 2d8 plus 8.
Okay.
So, I'm still going to roll anyway, just because can I roll natural 1, not natural 1.
Okay.
And damage. Almost max damage, 23 points of damage.
Okay, so...
And he's, like, attacking, like, right here.
Alright, so you managed to go up and he manages to scratch the wall, he does not manage to break the wall.
Okay, but it looks like it's being messed with, at least.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely dealt damage to it. He just hasn't broken it yet.
Okay. Okay. I don't know what I was trying to do here at this point. So that was one action to command him to do that.
Okay.
And two actions... I'm looking...
Just to slide this in here, the class feat is Vengeful Oath.
Nice. It's a cool feat name.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a good name.
And, so it did look like he was doing enough damage that, like, another attack will break through, or?
I mean, there's some scratches in it. You wouldn't. You're not too sure how much would actually break the wall of ice.
Okay,
you can see fine. That he did not do as much damage as you would think he would.
Okay. Well, at this point, Elkwood is going to move the final two actions over here.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
He's like, go, Vamir. Oh, fuck, that ain't doing shit.
Oh, that's nothing. Oh, okay. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
All right. Oh, and just to expand upon that, because of the remaster, you can use your Lay on Hands, John, against anyone who is harming, who is committed heinous atrocities. Ooh. Oh. Like, oh, it's not just devils. They did.
Oh.
Yeah, it says, you can use Lay on Hands to damage a creature you witness harming an innocent or good ally as if it were undead. In this case, Lay on Hands does good damage instead of positive damage and gains the good trait.
Is this an Archives of Nethys? This...
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't realize that the second part of the remaster had went live yet.
Yes, it did.
It went live, like, the other day.
I will say, it being a fortitude save drastically diminishes how good it is in my mind. Because at this level, everything is insane fortitude.
Yeah. Yeah, I rolled a real crap.
Yeah,
on
I know.
Yeah.
So. I'm very honestly lucky, not. But, yeah. I think I might just save my next land hands for myself. I don't like.
It's still a one action thing that does 5d6 damage. It's pretty nice.
Yeah,
plus 10.
So, yeah, plus 10 for the specific thing. But yeah,
and all even right. if they succeed, you still get half damage, and you still get the plus 10. Mm. So
because it's basic. Yeah. So okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Enough about Benson. Grimshaw, your turn.
I had a question about the aura. Does my frightened condition tick down, or does it stay at that that frightened
Let
two?
Let me look at frightening presence. So fright full presence. The creature that enters that first enters the area must attempt a will save, regardless of the result. So it doesn't. It does not say. While you're in it. It just says a creature that first enters the area.
It would say your frightened value can't fall below one while in the aura.
Yeah, regardless of the result of saving throw, the creature is temporarily immune to this monster frightening presence for 1 minute. So you're only affected by it 1 minute at a time.
Okay.
Those things always say if you can't fall below a frightened value or a condition value. That ticks normally.
Good. All right. So in that case, I got my sword. I got my shield. I'm right next to it. I'm just gonna strike. When I missed, and I'm gonna strike again.
Okay.
Prey on it.
Well, I'm waiting till my frightened value goes down because I want the best possible chance to actually hit it.
Yeah.
So I miss again because this dice, ice cold, and then I'm going to raise my shield.
Okay.
I hate this.
Kezra, it is your turn. You are flying in the air like a dragon.
Yeah. These guys are doing jack shit against it. Kezra is going to...
I suck.
He's going to open his jaws and just rain lightning down from the sky like fucking King Ghidorah.
Alright.
So, reflex save, which I'm hoping it's bad at. Maybe it's its worst.
It has lots of legs.
Yeah,
it does have lots of legs.
But it's also smart and also a, bug devil.
Yeah, so it's quite good at all of his saves. So that is going to be 30 total. All
right, half damage.
All right.
That was a low roll.
So it'll only be 13 damage.
All right.
Which is already halved.
Yeah, I got you.
Goes all through, though.
Yeah, and then...
It does all go through, yeah.
I will... fly a little to the east behind Benson and Kezra, still 30 feet in the air.
Thought you said weast.
Okay. Okay. Next it comes to the creature's turn. It is going to do another cone of cold. So, Kesri, you're how high up in the air? Because I don't think it'll be able to get you.
Well, I'm 30 feet in the air.
Just...
And cones are famously three-dimensional. So.
Yeah, I was going to say. So, okay. All right, so this cone of cold will still get you. Let me draw it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now to 60 feet.
This shit sucks.
Yeah, I'm 20 feet away from him, Tim, so how high would the cone be?
I mean, I feel like the cone would be as tall as it is wide, right? Isn't that the property of a cone?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same, it's like the height so is if I'm, proportional.
Well, we're getting into three-dimensional
so if I'm 20 feet away, but 30 feet up, how wide would the cone be? Would it hit me if I think? It's like
because the cone gradually expands. Yes. Oh gosh, I forgot about that.
Because I'm like kind of close to him,
huh?
On the horizontal plane, and I'm sort of high up. That the cone might actually go under me.
And it gets bigger.
Yeah, behind
as,
me
as it goes past. Yeah, yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like if I was one diagonal back, it would definitely hit me.
If this whole if this cone
almost feel like.
If he made this cone vertical and went 30 feet up, he would be... So he would be up to, like, here. So I think technically, yeah, it goes under him. Never mind. That was horrible. I tried to make that work, and it started, and then don't worry about it. I'm stupid.
No, you're fine.
Since we're not doing this math, why don't I roll a 50% chance?
I was going to say, roll...
I'm, like, just far enough away that, like, it seems like it would work. All right, I'm just going to roll DC 11. Yeah. 5. It hits me.
See, I was going to be like, why are we rolling when we have the technology to do the math?
You know what?
We have done that before, haven't we?
Oh, you're the right.
Conversation that we shall not mention.
I'm gonna say I don't want Tim and Kelly fighting tonight. So how about we just go with the die?
Oh, I'm fine.
All right. Grimshaw, Benson, and Kesra, please make the dexterity or reflex saves.
Wait, but how fast is the cold falling?
Son of a biscuit.
What's the trajectory of the snowflakes?
I feel like Jake's just gonna have the monster steal your mace and like break it.
He's gonna bury it in the snow to be gone forever.
No.
Wait, how far does the mace fall into the snow?
Let me swim after.
We'll spend an hour figuring this out. All right. That was that. I need the spell. There we are. Howling Blizzard. So, going closest to farthest, Grimshaw, what'd you get?
35.
35. That is a success.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll take half.
Used up all Iomide's luck that last attack roll, because that's only going to be a 23.
Oh.
That is a... and Kesra.
John, and you added your plus three for your armor.
John, don't you have 3 hero points?
Yeah, true. I'll use a hero point.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
And remember, an extra plus 3 for your armor.
Yeah. So.
30 flat. Much better.
Okay, so regular fail then. Okay. And then Kesra, what'd you get?
24.
So that is a regular fail.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
So you got lucky.
I did.
All right. And then let me go ahead and roll.
I have one more hero point in the bag, and I was like, I don't want to use it right now.
Rolling 5d6 twice. So that is going to be 33 points of cold damage.
Owie.
And half. For Grimshaw, you saved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So round down to 16 or 17?
Round down.
Wait
no,
a minute.
16.
Would a 33 have been a success?
Yes.
With my armor bonus, I would have gotten a success then. I didn't add the 3. Thank you, Tim, for reminding me.
Hey.
Okay. All right. Oh, there you go. So the champions both take half then. Okay. And then it is going to strike out with its frosty long spear at you, Benson.
Mm.
Makes sense. I just kind of burned him.
Yes. Right.
Get another natural 20, you son of a bitch.
That was a natural 20.
Oh, yep, okay. My gosh.
Benson's gonna die.
Oh. And wait, it's a card, too,
it's
right?
It's a card.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
normal
gosh.
Normal damage. Okay, it's not that bad, actually. It's, I mean, you're not gonna like it, but it's not bad.
You're only losing half of your fucking balls.
It's castration?
So he stabs you.
It's really weird.
He stabs you straight through your thigh. You got a leg wound. The target takes a minus 5 foot status penalty to its land speed until healed. But
oh, great. I love it. Well, actually, until healed, I'm just going to lay on hands myself.
There you go.
Yeah, sure. Lay your hand on that. So double damage, though.
Still critical damage. That is 48 points of damage.
36 points of damage. I have a day. Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, I'm actually out of triple digits for the first time in, like, 8 years.
Ooh.
All right. All right, that is that. Okay. Next it comes to Nolly's turn. Nolly is going to... she just need to do that. Didn't need to do that. Okay. Okay. All right, just trying to make sure of some stuff here. Okay. Don't have to worry about it. All right. In which case, she's just going to use her hoe to swing out and throw some rocks.
Hit it from half court.
Take this, you buggy bastard! It's going to be... give me a miss. Oh, come on, Nolly, you're so cool. Please do better. that is a hit. Even with the multiple attack penalty.
Nice.
That's so
good.
All right. Let me go ahead and roll some damage here.
Tell me it's like 40 points of damage and she's some like this insane badass.
Well, here's something interesting. So she has, I'll tell you what her thing is. So it is a plus one anarchic striking halfling sling staff. So the anarchic means that it has little chaos on it or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. Anarchy reigns.
Yeah.
Chaos reigns.
So she's going to hit it for 24... 27 points of damage with a sling.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, sling staffs are pretty beastly.
Yeah.
You're coming with us now. Forget whatever your life was. You're coming with us.
10 couples. Just off guard there, which sucks.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Alright, and it's a reload one, though, so.
Merry and Pippin throwing rocks at Uruk-hai.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Just a bam, bam. All right. Benson, it is your turn.
Okay, so Benson's like, one for you, one for me. And he lays on hands himself.
Hey.
Does that have a manipulate trait?
I don't believe so.
A manipulate trait?
Okay. Well, mm-mm. No, I don't think so.
No, because it's one action. I don't think we've ever...
I pulled it up right now. It does not have the manipulate trait.
All right, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I heal up a bit. And then you know what? I'm just going to swing for the fucking fences. Because that's what I do. That's my thing.
That's a hit, buddy.
Sweet. Yeah, not bad. I was really expecting to just whiff it. 17 points of damage,
oh,
so
sorry,
7 of that went through. Yeah.
Oh, that is a miss, unfortunately. Sorry.
Wait,
oh,
what?
God damn.
Sorry.
Dang.
Wait, he had a minus 2 to his AC because of the lay on hands.
No, it's over.
Oh.
It went around to his turn again.
Is it?
It may, unless it's at the start or at the end of my turn.
It says for one round.
It would be till the start of it, Benson's turn, then.
Okay.
The start or the end?
It would be the start.
The start, yeah.
Kelly, I trusted you.
That's lame. All
right. So, unfortunately, that will be a miss, yeah.
33's a miss. Holy shit.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
What?
Swing. I'm going to miss, but yeah, it misses.
All right.
Fuck this game.
Elkwood, your turn.
Okay. Elkwood, he's finally going to make his way around here with one move action and sit up right next to the halfling.
All right.
and he is still hunted prey owner, but he's actually going to do one action.
Okay.
A one action shot. As much as he absolutely wants to make it to this. And come on, baby, just hit.
Come on, baby, just hit.
38 to hit.
That is a hit, my friend.
Okay. So that is, God damn you, take 6 off of 32.
Dude, just stop rolling fire damage.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I physically can't. This bow is enchanted with the fires of an Ifrit or something. I don't know. So, yeah, that was one action. So he hits for 32, takes 6 off. So that's, what, 26? Then take 10 off that, so it'll be 16.
Yep.
But his final action, he's actually going to give his Warden's Boon to Nifri, or whatever her name was.
Nolly.
Nolly, yes.
Yeah.
Nolly, because he's seeing that she's sniping, and he hits, like, a part of the shell or something that, like, maybe splinters for a moment. He's like, aim right there.
Cool. Time. Awesome. As you do that, she looks up at you, and she goes, I knew you were a part of my crop.
Yes.
That's some creepy cult shit. No.
I've never heard of it this way before.
She has an ability. I'm going to explain this. Designate Bellflower Crop. Nolly designates an ally within 30 feet. She already designated you guys a while ago. As a member of her Bellflower Crop, Nolly can have up to 10 members in her crop at once. Any member added in excess of this number automatically removes a crop, blah, blah, blah. So it helps with, like, aid. And she can also help with, like, confusion or paralysis conditions.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
So.
That's cool.
Are we in a gang now?
We're the Bellflower gang.
You look and there's a brand on your back.
Yeah.
When did that get there?
There is a Bellflower member archetype from this book.
Sick.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's sick.
It's really cool, yeah.
So I know I didn't command Vamir, so I don't know if he would be attacking still.
I thought animal companions went until they stopped or until
I told him to attack the wall. So
yeah. So all right. So he continues attacking the wall. So go ahead and
head against it.
I'm like, unless you roll a natural one.
I thought animal companions at the level you're at, they get an action for free.
They do. If I hunt prey on something, they immediately go for the attack. But since I've told him to attack the wall last time.
Right.
It's like those things of, like, was he just going to be like, nope?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a smart fucking bird. He's an advanced animal companion.
The second he sees Elkwood go past the stone obelisk, he just pulls out a cigarette.
Black and mild.
While saying here.
I'm Union, motherfucker. Try to fire me.
That's 20 points of damage.
Okay. Right. Wall is not broken yet.
Yep. It's a thick wall.
It was well thick.
Dummy thick
walls. Grimshaw, your turn.
All right, just for the listening audience, I want to clarify something. I have been slowed the two previous turns, so the actions that I can take away without breaking the game that has already passed is I don't have my shield out, and I never raised my shield. So thankfully none of that came into play, but... Now I'm not slowed anymore, but I don't have my shield out and I don't have it raised.
Got it.
So with that being said, I'm not frightened anymore. I'm going to use my first action to plead to Milani. Milani, please lend us your aid. We need your strength to take down this agent of the Umbral Court. And I'm going to roll a religion check against its will save.
Tim's the weird, well, overcommitted champion who preys on the battlefield while mid-fight.
I need to change dice. These dice are cursed. Dice are cursed.
The dice is also super loud. Are you, like, hitting your microphone stand?
No, I'm not.
He's throwing it straight down onto his desk, like, trying to crack it.
These are the gemstone aquamarine dice. Like, they fall heavy.
You know why you keep failing? It's because you made...
Because they're ice dice.
Ice dice.
Iced ice.
Nice.
So Milani was like, stop doing this voice for me. I'm kind of irritated. Yeah,
exactly. That's the real reason.
Milani, why?
Oh my God. All right.
Stop.
All right. You did battle prayer. Is there anything else you're doing?
Yeah, that's just one action, thankfully.
Okay.
Yeah. Second action, I'm going to get my shield out. And third action, I'm going to swing.
Is getting the shield out manipulate?
Oh, no.
It probably
I
is.
I don't think so, Jake. I don't think so.
The silence and the face you're making says, yep, sure is.
You don't need your hands to pull out a shield. Oh, wait.
Just attack me.
Alrighty.
I pull out my cock.
30 to hit.
Wait, you said 30 to hit?
I said 30
That's
to hit,
a
yeah.
miss.
All right.
Wow. Wow.
It's great that you didn't get hit, but I'd like to use my reaction some point in this fight.
Yeah.
It keeps casting spells.
It does.
Yes, yep.
Speaking of which, I am going to... Nah, I'm going to swing. Let's go offense. The best defense is swinging with your Morningstar. Oh, wow. Okay. I switched to my mountain, like, mountain terrarium dice. Uh-huh. First roll, 20. Freaking 20.
Yeah. There we go. There we go, guys.
That's what it was.
I've been doing that fucking 3 rounds ago.
Yeah, this is when Jake goes, yeah, sorry, make a will save.
He just avoids the nat 20.
Like that South Park character that just keeps rubbing his nipples. Make a will save.
All right, Tim. Once again. The fateful decision, bludgeoning or piercing.
I think I'm going for the shattering effect. So let's bludgeon.
I think that was a good choice.
Whew. First time ever. Mark this episode.
Why?
Lights out. The target is blinded until the end of its next turn.
Thank God.
That's good.
Thank God.
All right.
I just hit those bug eyes. I hit them. I hit them both. And I rolled, okay, so 28 points of damage, and then I also get to do some vitality or void damage, depending on which would hurt it, and it's an extra 6 points of damage.
All right, so what's the total then?
So 6, I'm sorry.
30?
8, 14, 20, 28.
Okay.
34.
Okay.
34 is the
okay.
total.
Got it. Okay.
And I'm going to choose not to push it away. I'm going to choose not to do that.
Okay, got it. Okay.
That blinded is actually huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that blind is really good. Kezra, it is your turn.
All right. Kezra. Fear of getting hit by this cone again. But he's blind now.
That is true.
Oh man, alright. This is... I hope I...
Oh man, oh god, oh man.
I hope this will be helpful. what level do I have to raise this to?
Oh, I forgot to use my last action. Oh no, I took out my shield, never mind. No.
Yep.
Yeah, pray took my shield. Okay, never mind.
All right, Kezra will fly right over Benson and Grimshaw, right above their heads.
Okay.
And he will touch both of them. Touch both of them and cast resist energy at heightened level, at fourth level. So you will get resistance 10 cold.
Whoa. What a guy.
Both of you will.
What a man.
Oh my gosh.
Both of you.
And since it's blind, I feel like I'm safe enough to be this close, hopefully.
Yeah. Okay. That was a... Who's a good call? All right, so... the three of you are crowded around this thing while Elkwood and Nolly are in the back pecking it. I'll tell you, he doesn't look like he feels that bad yet.
Yeah.
I figured. Oh, shocker. Yeah.
I'll see you guys next week.
Oh my god!
I hate you, Jake.
Hey, we can say that we lived at least one episode through this fight.
That's true.